Hello and welcome to the No Dusty Bibles podcast, where we delve into just two chapters of scripture a day at a sustainable, rewarding pace. I'm your host, Heather, and I'm an author, speaker, and Bible teacher, and I'm joined by my co-host, Hannah, who is the director of all the things here at the Rescued Letters Collective.
Hey everyone, we're here to guide you through your daily Bible reading, bringing insights, encouragement, and a sense of fellowship right to your ears. If you would like to receive weekly emails for Bible reading, sign up at therescuedletters.com/no-dusty-bibles or click the link in the show notes below.
Whether you're starting your day, taking a break, or winding down, join us as we explore God's Word together. Let's dive into today's scripture and find the hope and wisdom waiting for us there.
Hey y'all, happy Friday. We are going to finish out our week in Luke chapters 21 and 22. Let's dive in. Chapter 21. He looked up and saw the rich people who were putting their gifts into the treasury. He saw a certain poor widow casting in two small brass coins. He said, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow put in more than all of them. For all these put in gifts for God from their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, put in all that she had to live on." As some were talking about the temple and how it was decorated with beautiful stones and gifts, he said, "As for these things which you see, the days will come in which there will not be left here one stone on another that will not be thrown down." They asked him, "Teacher, so when will these things be? What is the sign that these things are about to happen?" He said, "Watch out that you don't get led astray, for many will come in my name saying, 'I am he,' and 'the time is at hand.' Therefore, don't follow them. When you hear of wars and disturbances, don't be terrified, for these things must happen first, but the end won't come immediately." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, famines, and plagues in various places. There will be terrors and great signs from heaven. But before all these things, they will lay their hands on you and will persecute you, delivering you up to synagogues and prisons, bringing you before kings and governors for my name's sake. It will turn out as a testimony for you. Settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate beforehand how to answer, for I will give you a mouth and a wisdom for all your adversaries will not be able to withstand or to contradict. You will be handed over even by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends. They will cause some of you to be put to death. You will be hated by all men for my name's sake, and not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will win your lives. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation is at hand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let those who are in the middle of her depart. Let those who are in the country not enter therein. For these are the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. Woe to those who are pregnant and to those who nurse infants in those days. For there will be great distress in the land and wrath to this people. They will fall by the edge of the sword and will be led captive into all the nations. Jerusalem will be trampled down by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars, and on the earth anxiety of nations, in perplexity for the roaring of the sea and the waves, men fainting for fear and for expectation of the things which are coming on the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these things begin to happen, look up and lift your heads, because your redemption is near." He told them a parable. "See the fig tree and all the trees. When they are already budding, you see it and know by your own selves that the summer is already near. Even so you also, when you see these things happening, know that God's kingdom is near. Most certainly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things are accomplished. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. So be careful, or your hearts will be loaded down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day will come on you suddenly. For it will come like a snare on all those who dwell on the surface of all the earth. Therefore, be watchful all the time, praying that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will happen, and to stand before the Son of Man." Every day Jesus was teaching in the temple, and every night he would go out and spend the night on the mountain that is called Olivet. All the people came early in the morning to him in the temple to hear him. Chapter 22. Now the feast of unleavened bread, which is called the Passover, was approaching. The chief priests and the scribes sought how they might put him to death, for they feared the people. Satan entered into Judas, who was also called Iscariot, who was counted with the 12. He went away and talked with the chief priests and captains about how he might deliver him to them. They were glad and agreed to give him money. He consented and sought an opportunity to deliver him to them in the absence of the multitude. The day of unleavened bread came, on which the Passover must be sacrificed. Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare the Passover for us, that we may eat." They said to him, "Where do you want us to prepare?" He said to them, "Behold, when you have entered into the city, a man carrying a pitcher of water will meet you. Follow him into the house which he enters. Tell the master of the house, 'The teacher says to you, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large furnished upper room. Make preparations there." They went, found things as Jesus had told them, and they prepared the Passover. When the hour had come, he sat down with the 12 apostles. He said to them, "I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will no longer by any means eat of it until it is fulfilled in God's kingdom." He received a cup, and when he had given thanks, he said, "Take this and share it among yourselves, for I tell you, I will not drink it all again from the fruit of the vine until God's kingdom comes." He took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in memory of me." Likewise, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. But behold, the hand of him who betrays me is with me on the table. The Son of Man indeed goes as it has been determined, but woe to that man through whom he is betrayed." They began to question among themselves which of them it was who would do this thing. A dispute also arose among them, which of them was considered to be the greatest. He said to them, "The kings of the nations lord it over them, and those who have authority over them are called benefactors, but not so with you. Rather, the one who is greater among you, let him become as the younger, and one who is governing as one who serves. For who is greater, one who sits at the table or one who serves? Isn't it he who sits at the table? But I am among you as one who serves. But you are those who have continued with me in my trials. I confer on you a kingdom, even as my Father conferred on me, that you may eat and drink at my table in the kingdom. You will sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel." The Lord said, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan asked to have all of you, that he might sift you as wheat. But I prayed for you, that your faith wouldn't fail. You, when once you have turned again, establish your brothers." He said to him, "Lord, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death." He said, "I tell you, Peter, the rooster will by no means crow today until you deny that you know me 3 times. He said to them, "When I sent you out without purse, bag, and sandals, did you lack anything?" They said, "Nothing." Then he said to them, "But now, whoever has a purse, let him take it, and likewise a bag. Whoever has none, let him sell his cloak and buy a sword. For I tell you that this which is written must still be fulfilled in me: he was counted with transgressors. For that which concerns me is being fulfilled." They said, "Lord, behold, here are 2 swords. He said to them, "That is enough." He came out and went, as his custom was, to the Mount of Olives. His disciples also followed him. When he was at the place, he said to them, "Pray that you don't enter into temptation." He was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and prayed, saying, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." An angel from heaven appeared to him, strengthening him. Being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. His sweat became like great drops of blood falling down on the ground. When he rose up from his prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping because of grief, and said to them, "Why do you sleep? Rise and pray that you may not enter into temptation." While he was still speaking, a crowd appeared. He who was called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He came near to Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus said to him, "Judas, do you betray the Son of Man with a kiss?" When those who were around him saw what was about to happen, they said to him, "Lord, shall we strike with the sword?" A certain one of them struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. But Jesus answered, "Let me at least do this." And he touched his ear and healed him. Jesus said to the chief priests, captains of the temple, and elders who had come against him, "Have you come out against a robber with swords and clubs? When I was with you in the temple daily, you didn't stretch out your hands against me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness." They seized him and led him away and brought him into the high priest's house. But Peter followed from a distance. When they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat among them. A certain servant girl saw him as he sat in the light and, looking intently at him, said, "This man was also with him." He denied Jesus, saying, "Woman, I don't know him." After a little while, someone else saw him and said, "You are also one of them." But Peter answered, "Man, I am not." After about 1 hour passed, another confidently affirmed, saying, "Truly this man also was with him, for he is a Galilean." But Peter said, "Man, I don't know what you are talking about." Immediately, while he was still speaking, a rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked at Peter. Then Peter remembered the Lord's word, how he said to him, "Before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. He went out and wept bitterly. The men who held Jesus mocked him and beat him. Having blindfolded him, they struck him on the face and asked him, "Prophesy, who was the one who struck you?" They spoke many other things against him, insulting him. As soon as it was day, the assembly of the elders of the people who were gathered together, both chief priests and scribes, and they led him away into their council, saying, "If you are the Christ, tell us." But he said to them, "If I tell you, you won't believe, and if I ask, you will in no way answer me or let me go. From now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the power of God." They all said, "Are you then the Son of God?" He said to them, "You say it because I am." They said, "Why do we need any more witness? For we ourselves have heard from his own mouth." All right, so that wraps up our scripture for today. So here are 3 questions to ponder as you go throughout the rest of your day. Reflect on Jesus' teachings regarding the signs of the end times and the need for watchfulness and prayer. How do these teachings challenge you to live with urgency and readiness for Christ's return? What practical steps can you take to deepen your relationship with God and prepare for the fulfillment of his kingdom? 2, consider the significance of the Last Supper and Jesus' institution of the Lord's Supper. What does this meal symbolize in terms of Jesus' sacrificial death and the establishment of the new covenant? How does participating in the Lord's Supper deepen your communion with Christ and your fellowship with other believers? 3, contemplate Jesus' prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. What does this moment reveal about Jesus' humanity and his willingness to submit to the Father's will, even unto death? How does Jesus' example of surrender and obedience inspire you to trust in God's plan for your life, even in times of trial and uncertainty? All right, well, that wraps up our episode for today. We will see you back here tomorrow for a bonus episode by Heather. So you can either listen here or you can watch on YouTube. We're rooting for you today. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for spending part of your day with us here at the No Dusty Bibles podcast. We hope today's reading has encouraged you and brought you closer to understanding the heart of God.
Don't forget to join us for the next reading. And if you're looking for more resources or want to connect with our community, visit us at therescuedletters.com and find us on social media at Rescued Letters.
The No Dusty Bibles podcast is produced by the Rescued Letters Collective, a united front of women's ministry endeavors with a shared vision to help women everywhere cultivate a richer faith. Our mission is simple but transformative. Make the Bible not just available, but wholly accessible and deeply meaningful for every woman who seeks its wisdom. If this podcast encouraged you today, we would love for you to leave a rating and review and also share it with a friend. Until next time, I'm Heather.
And I'm Hannah.
Reminding you that every page turned in the Bible is a step closer to God.
We're rooting for you.